Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios. Lucas Mosier is with us this morning, and the capacity that he's serving here today is president of the group Atlantic Rising. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having me.
You bet. Thanks for coming in. Easter is not too far away, and Atlantic Rising, as they have done in the last few years, is planning another Easter egg hunt activity this year.
Yes. Yep. We're planning on doing it at the city park there, right across from Smith Land Service, like we've done previously. We've had very good success here over the past few years. Now, due to COVID, we didn't have it a couple years, but the years before, we had a lot of people that showed up. Even it was really cold, and so it was very. It's a very well
attended.
Yes, it's very well attended by our community.
Yeah, a lot of folks like to come out. Well, and for a long, long time, I know different organizations, the JCs, did it for a long time, and you guys are kind of a continuation of that type of a program with young professionals in the group, in the community. But and a lot of times it was done out at Sunnyside Park, but, you know, that gets so spread out and stuff too. Do you find that the downtown city park having a little closer confines is a little bit easier to work with?
Yeah, it's a lot easier to work with. When we took over from the JCs, we decided to move it to there because it would be easier to section off different areas for different age groups. And so we have, I think it's 2 to 4 year olds in one, 5 to 7s in another, 8 to 10 in another. So we have a lot of eggs that gets put out. So and there's a lot of great prizes at the end of it. And so, and we couldn't do this without the sponsors that we've had. A couple of the main sponsors that we have is the Kiwanis donated a lot of bike helmets to this, and Atlantic Bottling is donating free beverages. And Hy-Vee is donating free hot dogs to the ordeal. So, yeah, can't wait for it.
Hey, a Coke, a hot dog, and the safety of a bike helmet, that's a win all the way around.
I agree with you on that. Yes, sir.
Well, and the kids look forward to these kinds of things. I mean, these seem like pretty simple things to do to keep kids happy and to, you know, give them an opportunity during the holiday. But, you know, when you're on the behind the scenes section where you're organizing it, it's not necessarily as easy as it make it look.
Right. Yeah. There's a lot of eggs that have to be filled. And so we have a lot of volunteers that come in and fill in the eggs with a couple pieces of candy. And previously, there's a couple golden eggs to get some bigger prizes, and then in most of the eggs to go over to the prize table now have just a little piece of paper in them stating which table that they needed to go to get the specific prize that they would have won on.
Yeah,
that
you bet. Well, Luke, who can participate?
Anybody from ages 2 to 10, and parents, we would love to have you be around to take pictures. We usually have an Easter bunny that is there. So, we just have a lot of people in the community that are behind the scenes, and a lot of volunteers. It does take a long time to actually spread out the eggs throughout the city park. So, and we've had a very good success on number of volunteers that have come forward to help out with this whole thing.
Sure. And you don't check IDs at the door, but it's primarily for folks in the community. There are, yeah, pretty much every community around has their own type of event.
Yeah. Yep. Anybody's welcome. That if you're in town with visiting from out of town and you have little kids, more than welcome to come on down to this. If you're from Griswold or Anita, because Anita puts on a very big one. But if you're in town, you're more than welcome to come to the Easter egg hunt.
Okay, very good. And for the parents, it's just the joy of seeing the kids have fun.
Yep, see the smiles on their face, see the candy that they get to take home. And now that's discretion on how much candy each kid can eat is up to the parent on that. But just seeing the kids smiling and enjoying the quick 5 minutes that they get to go hunt eggs and whatnot. So it's a lot of fun.
Well, the parents are kind of the overflow. I mean, if the kids have too much candy and they can't eat it all, the overflow typically ends up with the parents, right?
Yes. Yep. And I'm very grateful that I have two kids that will probably be participating in the this, so I'll get my candy fix out of this as well. So,
is there a big difference in how it's operated between the different age groups, or is it just a matter of trying to match up kids so you don't, you know, we don't want any roughhousing or anything?
Right. Yeah. So, nope. It's there's a start line at the beginning of each section, and kids will go. We'll do a countdown. Either somebody's on the PA doing the countdown, or we'll have in years prior, I don't know if we're going to do it this year or not, is have a fire truck sound off a siren or not. But Then as soon as the siren goes off or the PA says to go, yep, just go pick up as many eggs as you can in your area. And that's why we do it age-wise, so that way we don't have a 10-year-old knocking down a 2-year-old trying to pick up an egg. So, yeah, that's why we try to section it off as best as we can.
No, we don't want that.
Yeah.
But, and you know, some kids are going to grab more than others. Are all the children going to come home with something?
Yeah, all the children will have eggs. I mean, there's going to be plenty of eggs out there. Okay. So it's there, unless we have 1,000 kids that show up, then we might be a little worried. But in years past, I mean, you get a pretty good haul on your candy for out of that. So not all kids will get a prize from the prize table, but the joys of just being there and picking up Easter eggs is part of it.
They'll all get something.
Yep.
They'll all get something.
Yep.
Well, when we say get something, those somethings have to be paid for too. And you mentioned some of the bigger sponsors helping out with some of those big supplies, but I know you've been asking for send out letters and things. You get a lot of businesses and organizations, groups, even individuals that step up and help to financially support this each year.
Yes. And we are so thankful for all of the individuals, businesses that give monetary donations to help pay for all the candy and some of the prizes that we have to pick up and everything else like that. So that's one of the good things about living in here in Atlantic, Iowa, is that all the businesses here always look out for the best for the community on this. And so I know that I've said it before and I'll say it forever and ever, is that without all the business support here in town, we wouldn't be able to do half the things that we do for it. So, and it's very much appreciated from all the businesses here in town.
You bet. Well, when it comes to Atlantic Rising, it's kind of an offshoot of the Chamber of Commerce as well. I know you work hand in hand with them, and they do, you know, put forth a lot of volunteer time too to help out and make sure the events run well. But you always need more hands, right? Are you always open to more members?
Oh yeah. We are always looking for more members. The more members, the more hands in everything will make a job a lot easier when it comes to everything. So we are always looking for more members. If you have any questions on or wanting to become a member, you can get a hold of me at Armor Insurance, or you can get a hold of Kelsey or Bailey or any of the other people that will be standing around at the prize tables, or you'll see us there in our shirts. So,
who can be a member?
Anybody can be a member up to the age of, I think it is 45 now, for the Atlantic Rising Group. And so, as long as you've graduated from high school and you live in the area and you want to be a part of a great team, then yeah, you can be from 18 to 45 years old.
It's a lot of the same principles of the old Junior Chamber of Commerce group, where it's younger folks who are professionals in the community, who are folks that want to do a little networking, do a little volunteering, just kind of actively get involved and immerse themselves in the community.
That is correct. And you don't have to own your own business. You don't have to. All you have to do is be working in the field here in Atlantic. So you don't, like I said, if you are an agent or if you mow yards, or if you pick up leaves, or you work as a detailer or whatever, you can be a part of the group. So it's not super professional. Like, I just don't.
Well, you don't have to wear a jacket and tie to be a member.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So
there are a lot of ways to be a professional.
Yes, sir. Yes,
very
sir.
Very good. All right. And if they want to know more, just contact the chamber for details?
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yep.
Very good. Easy to get involved, and you can be, I assume, as active as you want to be.
Yep. You're exactly right on that. So.
Okay. Very good. So if you want to be a part of all that, they could always use some extra hands hiding those eggs. Do you ever forget where you put them?
Actually, the kids do a really good job at finding them all. So it's a lot of fun to kind of hide the for the older group a little bit higher. So that may they have to look into a tree or something like that. So the 2 to 3 or the 2 to 4 year olds are all on the ground or maybe on a park bench. But the older groups, we try to hide them just a little bit harder, so it makes it a little bit harder for them. So
yeah. Put a little challenge in it. All right.
Yep.
Well, again, that's coming up. Dates, times, when is it?
It will be Saturday, April 16th.
Okay. So just be there so you can get yourself organized and get the kids lined up and ready to go.
Yes, sir. Yep.
All right. Hopefully the weather is great.
Yep. Fingers crossed.
Yep. Everybody will have fun, and we'll all start to kick that Easter weekend off the right way.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for having us.
It's always good for the kids to have a good time. Thanks for doing that.
Yep. Appreciate it, sir.